Welcome to the Understanding Your Utility Bill module. Before diving into the world of solar energy, it's crucial to understand your current electricity bill. This module will break down the key components of your electricity bill, helping you make informed decisions about your energy consumption and future solar investment. While the layout and names of charges might vary slightly between utilities, the basic information is consistent, including how to calculate your actual cost per kilowatt hour. Why understanding your bill matters? Your utility bill is more than just a bill. It's a record of your energy usage and the associated costs. Understanding it allows you to track your energy consumption, identify trends, pinpoint high usage periods, and discover opportunities for conservation. Calculate potential solar savings. Knowing your current electricity costs is essential for estimating the potential return on investment, ROI, of a solar system. Compare electricity rates. Understand the different rate structures and how they impact your bill. Make informed decisions about energy efficiency. Find areas where you can reduce energy waste and lower your bills. Deconstructing your bill. Common elements. Let's break down the typical components of your utility bill. Keep in mind that the exact names and order might differ slightly depending on your specific utility and billing format. One, account information. Account number, your unique identifier with the utility company. Keep this handy when contacting customer service. Billing period, the time frame for which you are being charged. Service address, the address where the electricity is being supplied. Bill date, the date the bill was generated. Due date, the date your payment is due. Paying on time avoids late fees. 2. Summary of charges. This section provides a high-level overview of your charges. It typically includes total current charges, the total amount you owe for the billing period. Previous balance, any outstanding amounts from previous bills. Payments received, payments credited to your account. Adjustments, any credits or charges applied to your account, such as rebates or one-time fees. 3. Detailed charges, the heart of your bill. This is the section where you'll find the breakdown of your electricity costs. It includes electricity usage, kWh, measured in kilowatt hours, kWh. This is the amount of electricity you consumed during the billing period. Rate schedule. Your utility assigns you a rate based on your location, service type, and usage patterns. Common rate schedules include tiered rates, different rates for different usage levels. The more you use, the higher the rate. Time of use, TOU, rates. The price of electricity varies depending on the time of day. It's cheaper during off-peak hours and more expensive during peak hours. Flat rates. A single rate for all electricity consumed, regardless of the time of day or usage level. Generation charges. The cost to generate the electricity you use. Transmission charges. The cost of sending electricity from power plants to the local distribution network. Distribution charges. The cost of delivering electricity to your home. Public programs, other charges. These can include charges for energy efficiency programs and regulatory fees. Customer charge, basic service charge. a fixed monthly fee for maintaining your connection to the grid. 4. Usage history. This section often includes a graph or table that shows your electricity consumption over time. This helps you track your usage patterns, identify seasonal variations, compare your current usage with previous periods. 5. Other information. This can include messages from your utility, important updates like rate changes or planned outages, contact information for customer service, billing inquiries, or reporting outages, payment options, how you can pay your bill, online, by mail, etc. Calculating your actual cost per kilowatt hour, KWH. To understand your actual cost per kilowatt hour, you need to calculate a weighted average that includes all charges related to your electricity service. Here's how. Identify all charges related to electricity service, such as generation, transmission, distribution, public programs, and the customer, basic service charge. Sum all these costs. Divide the total cost by your total kWh usage. Example, tiered rates. Let's say your bill shows 200 kilowatt hours at 20 cents per kilowatt hour equals $40, generation. 300 kilowatt hours at 25 cents per kilowatt hour equals $75, generation. Transmission charges equals $20. Distribution charges equals $30. Public programs, other charges equals $5. Customer, basic service charge equals $15. Total electricity cost equals $40 plus $75 plus $20 plus $30 plus $5 plus $15 equals $185. Total kWh usage equals 500 kilowatt hours. So, your actual cost per kilowatt hour equals $185 divided by 500 kilowatt hours equals $0.37 per kilowatt hour. Example, time of use. The same calculation method applies to time of use rates. Just sum the charges for each period and divide by your total kWh usage. The impact of solar on your cost per kilowatt hour, kWh. One of the major benefits of solar energy is that it reduces your reliance on grid electricity. When you generate your own power, several charges on your bill will decrease. Generation charges. You'll buy fewer kWh from the utility, reducing this charge. Transmission charges. Since you'll generate more electricity locally, your transmission costs will decrease. Distribution charges. While still connected to the grid, your usage will be significantly reduced, lowering this charge. Public programs, other charges. These are often tied to your overall electricity usage, so they should decrease as well. The customer, basic service charge will likely remain since it's a fixed cost for grid connection. However, by reducing or eliminating most of the other charges, your overall cost per kilowatt hour will decrease significantly. By calculating your current cost per kilowatt hour, you can compare it to the potential costs of solar and understand your long-term savings.